Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Chavav, Yerushalmi. And again, I apologize for my voice is a little weak today, but Be'ez Hashem, Hashem Yazor. So we are on Chav Heyam Abeis, a couple lines up from the bottom, here in the Perek Makol Ma'arvin. So we spoke last time about Tchum, various issues of Tchum. What if you make Tchum in two different directions? And you make a tie, you didn't make a tanai, and we spoke a little bit about Breira. So now we're up to the last line. So Makeni Maslisa Bo Goyim Mikan Mikan. So you remember the Mishnah had said, if a person can make an Erev and say, if the Goyim are coming to attack from the east, I want my Erev to be to the west. If they come from the west, I want my Erev to be from the east. If they come from both, I'll choose. And if they don't come from either, Lo Mikan Velo Mikan, then Harini Kibnei Iri, so then it's going to be like my, I'm going to be like my city, and I'm just going to stay in my own Erev. So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Kini Masdisa, Bo Goyim Mikan Mikan, Lo Bo Goyim, Lo Mikan Velo Mikan. So it's not 100% clear what we would have thought otherwise, but the Gemara just explicates and says that the choices were, and the tonight that was made, was that if the Goyim come from one side, so then I won't be part of my city, but I'll go in one of the directions. And if they don't come, then I'm going to be part of my city. Says the Gemara, Bo Gaim and Amizrach, Eruv Lamayrav, says the Gemara now on the top of Chavav and Aleph, is Tani Tani B'Mizrach. Some say, there's a different Girsa, that in the Brisa, that if the Goyim come from the Mizrach, my Eruv will be to the Mizrach. So, which is it? The Mishnah's Girsa has, wherever the Goyim are coming from, I'm going the other way. And this is, I'm going in the same way, whichever side they come from. So, Man Demar B'Mizrach, B'Ilein Taksavaiti. The one that says Mizrach, if they come from the Mizrach, you go to the Mizrach, that's talking about certain types of Goyim that you want to talk to. What does that mean? Karban Eida, Taksavati, Bahanach Moshle Ha'ir. There's the governor. There's, some officials that you want to give presents to, that you want to talk to. But sorry, Lelech Etzlam Lefayes O Litzok Lefnehem. You want to go in front of them to appease them or to scream out in front of them. But sorry, Ha'ir. You have an open ear. Verotza Liknos Shvisa B'makam Shiavo. So that kind of the Girsa of the Brisa is where you want to go to the same side because you want to speak to the officials. It's not an attacking army. It's more of the political arm. Man Demar B'mayrav B'ilein Romai. But if the Mayrav, like our Girsa, is in Romai, so the Romans, where they're coming to attack, like the Carbonator says, Bahanach Romiim Shabom Ligzol. Those Romiums that come to steal, v'tzrichim levroach mipnei, you have to run away from them. V'rotza l'ka shvisa, b'tzad acher l'achik mehem. And you want to be called a shvisa in the other side. In the other side, fine, that's the Romans. The Romans in general have a special place, not a good special place, and they have a special place in Chazal. If you remember the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, we like to talk about the only Bavli that starts off with Agadata. The only Masech that the Bible is Agadata is Avodah Zarah. The first five blot or so is all about Agadata. So the first daf there, Daf Beis Mabeis in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara there talks about that in the future, at some point, when Hashem is going to come to judge all the nations, they're all going to come to him. And Rome is going to come first. Rome's going to walk in first. Nichnas Alfanav Malchus Romi Tchila. My time in Mishim Dechashiva, because they are Chashuv. Okay, not in a good way, but they are Chashuv Malchus. And then, if you remember, the all of the nations say, why are you going to punish us? Everything we did was for the Jews. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'maya Saktim. Hashem asked them, what were you osik in? Omer Mufanav, Rabbonu Shel Olam. Harbei Shvakim Tikantem. Takininu. Harbei Merchatos Asinu. Harbei Kesev Zav Herbinu. Kulam Lo Osinu Ela B'Shul Yisrael. Unbelievable. They all say, we did so many things. We built bridges. We built bathhouses. And we did it all so that Ela B'Shul Yisrael Kadesh Yasku B'Torah. Hashem says, you fools. What are you talking about? That's not true. Whatever you did was for your own benefit, not for anybody else's. What so Hashem says, no, leave. And then all the other nations come also. Persia, and but Rome is first. The Briska Rav, in his little sefer on Chumash, in the Grizal HaTorah, he quotes right at the beginning on this Gemara, why did Hashem say, why does the Gemara say that Hashem is going to say, Shotem, you're fools? Why doesn't he call them Shakranim? They're liars. What are you, foolish? It's not a foolish, it's lying. They said that we did this for the Jewish people. They didn't do it for the Jewish people. So who are they kidding? So Hashem should have called them liars, not fools. So the Briska Rav explains, no, because really, everything that happens in the world is part of the divine plan relating to Am Yisrael. why something happens on the opposite side of the world that seems to have nothing to do with Am Yisrael's history and destiny, it does. So really what they're saying is true. Right? What they say is everything was so that the Jews could learn Torah and connect to their destiny. That's really true, but that wasn't their kavana. And therefore that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, they're fools, and not that they are liars. There's a line in the Rambam that says, I think it's in the Pirush Mishnayos, that it could be that there was a king that one time will build a palace because 1,000 years from now, there's going to be a tzaddik that's walking by and needs some shade. And this palace is going to be shade for this tzaddik that's walking by 1,000 years earlier. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has a different view of the world, and he's able to see things in a different perspective than we do. So again, this is the Romium, so that's what the Gemara says here. If the Romans are coming, so then you want to go the other way. Okay, next Mishnah. So we spoke about in the last Mishnah about Goyim coming. So what about if Chacham is coming? You want to be able to go to a Shir on Yatif. So Imba Chacham and a Mizrach, or Shabbos. Imba Chacham and a Mizrach, a Ruvi LeMizrach. If the Chacham comes from the east, so I put my Erev there on Erev Shabbos. I want my Erev to be to the east because I want to be able to go to the Shir. But in a Mayrev, a Ruvi LeMayrev. If it comes from the west, I want my Erev to be in the west because I want to go to the Shir. But Mikan Mikan, welcome Shir to Eilech. And if there are two rabbis that come for the Shirim from two different directions, I want to be able to go to either one. Fine. Loba, and that already, again, as we said before, that gets into issues of Brera, because if it's, there are two, we said before that there are many chilukim within Brera. We didn't explicate it, but even these two types of cases are different kinds of Brera. Meaning there could be a yes-no Brera or an A-B Brera. What's a yes-no? If this happens, then this is then fine. And if it doesn't happen, then nothing will happen. Kibbutz Iri. That's one type of Brera, right? If the enemy comes before or not. Here, it's choosing. L'makam Sheretz Eilech, if it's one side or the other side. So it's a different level of Brera. Still Brera, but it's still a different level of Brera. So if the Rav comes from either side, so L'makam Sheretz Eilech, lo ba lo mikan v'lo mikan. If he doesn't come from either side, haredi kibbutz Iri. So then I'm going to be like my city. Fine, those are the same four cases as we had in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imaya echad mehem rabo, yelech etzel rabo. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, if one of them is his Rebbe, you can't choose. If there are two Rabbanim that come, and one of them is his Rebbe, so then that's what we assume, that you have to go to your Rebbe. Says the Karban Eida, de kimon begave, because we assume, de bishas kinias eriv, daite lemikni le, ahahu eriv de lasad rabo. We assume that's the leaning point, that you're going to the side with your Rebbe. With your Rebbe, miyu iyu de lo yada le ezem, that's tadim yavo, you just didn't know. So therefore, he didn't know if his Rebbe was going to come and which side he was going to be from. But says Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that you have to go to the side of your Rebbe. Interesting. What did the Tanakhama say? Even if it's your Rebbe, I don't know, sometimes you want to hear the other Rebbe, as we'll have to see. There's you love your Rebbe, but sometimes you want to hear the guest Rebbe too. Good. Shem Rabosa, l'makom shir tiyelech. If they're both equal, Rebbeim, so then, welcome Shir Tzayelech, wherever you want to go, then you should go. Good. There's a special din, as this is reflected, you want to go to the Shir on Shabbos, special din about learning on Shabbos. A Talmud Torah on Shabbos has a special, status, right? I think the Rav Soloveitchik was Medayik in a Ramban, that, Talmud Torah is, number one, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Number two, it's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. And number three, on Shabbos, it's the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Akasha. It's making Shabbos special. Talmud Torah itself has a different, another aspect of Kiyum when it's on Shabbos. Right? The Gemara in Beitza talks about the Neshama Yisera. Beitza Tazayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara says that we get a Neshama Yisera. Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Neshama Yisera, Nothan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'adam Be'erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, we get a Neshama Yisera. Ulamotzi Shabbos, Notlin Osa Hemen. And then it's taken from us on Motzi Shabbos, Shemar Shavas Vayi Nafash. When Shabbos is finished, Vayi Nafash, we darshin Kivan Shavas Vay of the Nefesh. Once we desist from work, or Shavas, when Shabbos passes, well, we lost the soul. Just need some of Farshim point out, why is the makar for Neshama Yisera is dafka when you lose it? Vai of the nefesh. Why isn't there a makar for when it comes? Because sometimes you don't appreciate things until they're lost. So vai of the nefesh, right? The makar for Neshama Yisera is is from a chazal that talk about when you lose it. It's similar to when the mun is described when they complained about the mun. They complained, oh, that's what he said, how beautiful the mun is. Sometimes, you know, you don't appreciate it. But what does the Neshama Yisera mean there in Beit Sos? The Gemara has, look at the Rishonim there, the Machlokas Rashi and the Shibuk Beit Sos. Rashi there says, in Neshama Yisera, Rochav Lev Limnucha Ulisimcha, V'lios Pasuach Lervacha, certain type of emotional freedom, V'yochal V'yishte V'einav Shokatze Alav. And also you eat and drink and you don't get sick. Einav Shokatze Alav, meaning the food tastes different. Food tastes different on Shabbos, right? You can have the same chalent on Shabbos and on Monday, even if you make it on Monday. It doesn't taste the same. It doesn't taste the same. That's Shabbos. That's the secret ingredient of Shabbos. Right? There's even a medrash that Antoninus was once at Rebbe's house, and he was eating from Rebbe's chalent, and he said, "What's in here?" He's like, "Oh, it's secret." It's like, "What do you mean secret? The ingredients, tell me all the ingredients that are in it." Then he gave him all the ingredients, and Antoninus went home and made it, and it didn't taste the same. And it didn't taste as good. So he asked Rebbe, "I don't understand. I have every ingredient in the world. You know, tell me, I'll get it." You don't have Shabbos. Shabbos is the secret ingredient, but that's this Rashi. So Neshama Yisera for Rashi has to do with the physical enjoyments. But if you look at the Shidim Kubetzes, there, Shidim Kubetzes says, Neshama Yisera, Va'alzech chal alav shefa eloki, v'seichel yoser, la'asok batorah ula'ayen b'maseh Hashem. It's spiritual. Meaning learning Torah, you're more open in terms of understanding, in terms of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the learning that you do on Shabbos. So that's Neshama Yisera, that's here. I mean, you want to go to the shir, you want to go to see your Rebbe on Shabbos, whichever way he's coming from. That's something that the Mishnah is reflecting. Again, this is quoted elsewhere also, the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Sadi, discusses this Yerushalmi actually we had, I think back in the Sechus Shabbos, where the Yerushalmi discusses, you know, how should a person be Osek in Oneg Shabbos? So, Stira in Brises. One Brises says, Achila Vishtia, Vishena, and one says Talmud Torah. And the Gemara says, Kan B'Talmud Chacham, Kan Ba'am Ha'aretz. It says the, what does that mean? So the Meiri, and also the Ramah here quotes that it's not what you have thought. Right, you might have thought that what does that mean? The Talmud Chacham should be Osek and Onik Shabbos in Torah, and the Am Haaretz who likes to sleep and to eat and to drink, that's what he should be involved in. No, says the Mefarshim. The Mefarshim, the Beis Yosef quotes this here, and the Ramah quotes it. Mupalim ubnei beso she'enim oskim b'Torah kol yemei hashavua. Palim ubnei bayis that don't spend their whole week learning Torah, then yasku yoser b'Torah b'Shabbos. They should learn more Torah on Shabbos mitamar Chacham. Who learns Torah the whole week? You need to be different. You need to have some type of relaxation. The Talmud Chacham should be osek in eating and drinking and sleeping a little more. Because they are osek in their learning. So the special din of Talmud Torah on Shabbos. Is there a specific type of Talmud Torah that one should be involved in? Again, there's a Chidireza, the Mishabura quotes from the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Arizal, that you should try to be Mechadish Chidushim on Shabbos. And the Neshama Yisera goes back after Shabbos, and Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shemayim ask, what will you Mechadish? And if you don't have the power to be Mechadish, so then maybe you should at least learn something new. But it's interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about they used to have a few yeshivas nowadays, not too many, have school even on Shabbos. So what are you supposed to teach the kids on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridea, Reish Mem Hei Yud Dalid, do not teach the kids new stuff on Shabbos. It's too hard. Ein Korn L'Tinokos B'Shabbos Mitchila Mashalo Lamdu. B'Shem Torach Shabbos. Right, if you could review on Shabbos, but you shouldn't teach them new. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuva there, Pisrei Tshuva says exactly the opposite. Pisrei Tshuva says sometimes it's even harder to review. So maybe reviewing, to learn something new, that's more exciting, and that they'll be more into it. But to review would be harder. Nira Dixas to Kolshakane, Shalai says there's Pisrei Tshuva there. Shalai Yishan Elam Davar Yashan, Mashalam Dukfar, what's the Gemara in Mesechas Yuma, Migmar Ba'atiki Kasha Mechadata. So, a number of points about learning Torah on Shabbos, which is reflected by this Mishnah here in Erevin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Bachacham and Mizrach Lachulu is Tani Tani B'marav. So again, some say Mairav, meaning if the rabbi comes from the east, I'm going to go to the west. Right? What does that mean? So just like we have the stira by the Melchama, by the Goyim, we have the two different girsos by the Chacham. So is Tani Tani B'marav, Man Demar B'Mizrach, B'Lin Chakimaya. The one that says that if he comes from the east, I'm going to go to the east, that's talking about regular Chachamim, that you want to go hear the Shir, and in that way be able to learn from him his Torah. Man Demar B'Mairav, B'Ragil. According to the one who's the Bryce that says you go the other way, B'Ragil. What does Ragil mean? So Ragil means, the Karban Eda here says, Ragil means Eino Baki, El Bedvar Maragilim. Somebody who doesn't really know so much. He knows what everybody knows. Kagon B'Mikra U'B'Mishna. Aval Eino De Elisa V'Litein. He can spit back some information, but he can't have a good discussion. Meaning there are some rabbis that you'd rather not be, you know, in the shir. And it could be that if they're coming, you'd feel bad not going to the shir, so you'd rather just not be there. Right? And that's what the Ragil, right? If it's not. There is an idea, right? Even the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about Havishosa Misavig Ba'afa Raglehem, Havishosa Bitsamias Devrayem. So I think it's the Medrash Shmuel, one of the Farshim on that Mishnah says that it's talking about two different rabbis. Vavi Misavig Ba'afa Raglehem. What is Misavig? That means there's dirt on their feet. Misavig used to be that people used to sit on the floor, and the rabbi sat on the a platform raised above. So you're misavig pa'afa raglayim. That's talking about visiting rabbis because they have dust on their feet. Misavig pa'afa raglayim. And then vavishosev bitsamei es devrayim, drink thirstily their words. That's talking about the home rabbi. The home rabbi. You know, sometimes we're very excited and drink thirstily the words of the guest rabbis. What about the home rabbis? So no, misavig vavishosev bitsamei. Make sure you're bitsamei. Make sure you're thirsty for the regular rabbi's drasha. I've used that in the past when you get introduced as the guest rabbi. You could use that var to help people, encourage people to focus on their own rabbi as well. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hayachem Mehem Ragil, Ragol, Yelech Lo Yitzel Ragol. If they're both equal, so then you, if one of them is Ragol, then you should go to the Ragol. So the Ragol must be different than Ragil. But if somebody is maybe that you're used to learning with, so then you should go to him. And again, if they're equal in all ways, then you go to whichever one you would like. Good. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Shusamach L'Shabbos. When you have now, we're talking about Tchumen, so now we get into what if there's not one day of Kedusha, but there are 2 days of Kedusha next to each other. Yom Tov Shusamach L'Shabbos. You have Yom Tov on Friday or Sunday. Bein Milafana Bein Malachareha. Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person can make two Eruvs, two different Eruvs. Va'omer, Eruvi Harishon, Lemizrach, Vasheni Lemairav. I want to, this is assuming read this Tchum on Yantif also, I want to go to the east of the city the first day and the west of the city the second day. Why, how does that work? Do you need to put an Eruv? So the Gemara is going to be Medayik from here. It sounds like, according to Eliezer, when does the second one kick in? Mistama. Right, you can't prepare from one day to the next. So the stomach, maybe Rabbi Elazar, sounds like that the Shvisa could be Nikna even after dark. That's what it sounds like. Well, we'll have to see. The Gemara is not going to accept that, but that's what it sounds like at this point. Harisha Lamayr Vasheni Lemizrach, or the opposite. I want to go first, the first day to the west and the second day to the east. Eruvi Harisha Vasheni Kabinet Iri. The first day I want to be to the, I want to have an Eruv the first day, and the second day I want to not have an Eruv. I'll be like my city. Harsheni Vaharishon Kibbinei Iri, or I want the Eruv to be the Sheni on this first day. Vacham Omrim. So Rebbe Elazar says you could mix and match. You could have two Eruvs on two different days. You could have one day Eruv, one day no Eruv. You could do whatever you want. Why? What does that reflect? Rebbe Elazar holds, let's say, Kedusha Shtei Kedushos. When you have 2 days that are next to each other, 2 days of Kedusha, is it looked at as one elongated Kedusha? Kedusha Achas? And therefore, of course, you wouldn't be able to make two Eruvs because it's one big day. Or do you stay Shtei Kedushos? Do you say, you know, it's looked at as two separate Kedushos, two separate sanctities that abut each other, and they're next to each other, but they are looked at as separate days. So Rabbi Lazar seems to say that it's two separate Kedushos, right? And that's why he says what he says, that he could have two Eruvs on two different days. V'chachamim omrim, no way. ma'ariv l'ruach achas, o ena ma'ariv kalikar. Right? Either ma'ariv to one side, meaning both days one side, or no eruv, meaning you can't mix and match. O ma'ariv l'shnei yamim, either they make an eruv for 2 days, o ena ma'ariv kalikar. That's the Rabbanan Shita. It is kedusha achas. Kedusha achas, right? We pass a maker adin shtei kedushas, right? There is a chumrah that we have on Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah might be different than the other yontif shenis, and there are maybe Rosh Hashanah is kedusha achas, or the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and that is why we have the minhag that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch to have new fruit of some kind on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, just in case the man da'amar of kedusha achas. So what are you making another shechianu for on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Right, after all, you made one already, and it's all one big kedusha, 48 hours of kedusha. So what are you making another shechianu for? So that's why we have a chumrah of having the new fruit. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out, may ikar adin, we paskin two kedushas. And therefore, may ikar adin, the shechianu is for the day. It's for the day of Rosh Hashanah. So we think, oh, it's only for the fruit? No, you should announce it's really for the day. But according to that Manda Amar, it's also be for the fruit. But you can't forget the day. You can't forget the day of Rosh Hashanah. But again, this is a big discussion in the first parak of Maseches Beitza, if you remember, about two Kedushos, Kedusha Achas. It's interesting, the Gemara talks about Ravasi in Beitza on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. Ravasi used to make Havdalah between the 2 days of Yontif. 2 days of Yontif. the Gemara asks, because Rav Asi there seems to say Kedusha Achas. No, what do you mean? He made Havdalah. If he makes Havdalah, then obviously it's, he thinks maybe it's Shtei Kedushas. So the Gemara says he was Mesupik. Rav Asi Sivuki Mesafkale. And therefore he was Machmir. He was Machmir in both directions, but he made Havdalah just in case. That's the Gemara on Dav Dalet in Masechet Beitza. So Shim Kubetz is there, quotes the Ritva. I don't think we have a Ritva on Beitza. So, but the Shimon Kubetz is their quotes. The Shimon Kubetz is their quotes from the Ritva, Mishum Tesveika Hechivach Enafshe Shlomo Avdala. He's Mesupik, whether it's Kedusha Achos or Shtei Kedushos, and therefore he made Avdalah just in case, but it's a Baruch Hashem Etzricha. So what do you mean he made Avdalah? Make an Avdalah, it's a Chumr Das L'Dei Kula. You might be making an extra Bracha. Lo Sisa. So the Ritva answers there in the Shita, Havdalah doesn't mean a separate Bracha. Havdalah means in Shmon Esrei. Right, it's Shmon Esrei. Ki be'emsa tfilo hayam avdil. Vayachosim brechas yantif. He didn't make an extra bracha. He didn't make an extra bracha. Or, inami, says the Ritva, kivin de mida araisa, chol gomer hu ledivri akol. Since mida araisa, it's weekday. V'chazi lahavdala, lechem ishim bracha lamatala. There's no problem, bracha lamatala. Why? Bracha lamatala is drabbanon. Oh, achlogos bishonim, Tosfos and the Rambam. But if you say, again, the bracha is beautiful words. You can say, that's lo sisa. You say a beautiful words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, you make a bracha of Avdalah. Okay, it's an Ein Etzricha. But according to many, that is a Durabanan. And therefore, and making Avdalah is a Daraisa, says the Ritva, and therefore, that is what we do. Right? Both of those are big discussions. So Havdalah is Daraisa. The Rambam says that. The Rambam holds that Avdalah is Daraisa, but not all Rishonim say that. The Magen Mishnah, I think, was the Ramban that says maybe it's Durabanan. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Now, so again, Rabbi Elazar says you can make an Erev, two different Erevs, for your 2 days of Yontif. Chacham say no one. Ketzad Yaseh, what should you do? How do you do, the Erevs? Ketzad Yaseh, what should you do? Molicho Barishon, V'yachshich Alav, V'notzlo. Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the other Mefarshim say that this is going on the Chachamim. Even the Chachamim who say that you have to do both for the same, like one error for both, it doesn't work just by putting it once at the beginning of the first day. What do you have to do? You have to put it both days. Malicha barishon, v'yachshich alav, you put it in the place on the first day. V'nolo, then you take it. After you was there for Ben Hashmashes, you take it with you. Uba doesn't have to stay there after Ben Hashmashes. Ubalo, ubasheni, machshevala, and you go back on the second night to the same place. And then, when you finish there, you can take it, v'ochla, and then you can eat it. Ubalo nimsa mistaka balichaso mistaka beruvo. So therefore, you got schar with going there because you have a new knin shvisa and you were mistaka beruvo that you got to eat it. Sounds like from our mission, the pashup shot and the gemara here is that you have to do this. You have to do this. The Rashba points out in Daf Lamed Ches that sounds like from the Bavli that it's a good idea. but you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Necha barishon, we continue the Mishnah, eruv l'rishon v'en eruv l'sheni. If the eruv was eaten and destroyed after, on the first day sometime, then your eruv is good for the first day, but not for the second day. Because remember, if it's not there when Ben Hashmasha starts of that day, then it's not an eruv. So the Gemara says, one second, the Mishnah says, I'm Belazar. Rabbi Elazar says, wait a minute. If you're telling me that it didn't work for the second day, so aren't you admitting then that there's two separate kedushos? And therefore, if that's true, then you should be able to make two eruvs. The Chacham don't answer that, at least now. The Chacham omrim, ariv l'ruach achas, keni mas nisa, as the Mishnah says, oma ariv l'ruach achas l'shnei yamim, o enim ariv kolikar. So the Chachamim say, no, you can't pick and choose. It's one kedusha. And therefore, you could go one direction, both days, or neither. Moder Abelezer, Abelezer though admits, even though Abelezer says it's two kedushos, each day is a separate kedusha, but he does admit, she'ena ma'ariv chatzi yom badarom v'chatzi yom batzafon. You can't split a day. Chatzi yom badarom v'chatzi yom lebnei iro, skipping that word. So you can't split a day. Even Abelezer holds shtei kedushos. Every day is one kedusha. You don't say like every hour is separate. Amrulo, and they say to him, Kashem Shalochilakta Lanu Yom Echad, Kachlo Tachlok Lanu Shnei Yamim. And the Chacham says, no difference. We hold that both days are Kedusha Achas. And because it's Kedusha Achas, you can't split it. Just like you say that you can't split it. Rabbi Elazar would say back, no, there's a difference between 2 days and 1 day. Period. The Shavin, the Gemara continues, but everybody agrees, Shalit Nenu Basal, everybody agrees that if you want, again, to make sure that your Erev is good for the second day, you have to use the same bread. It's the same bread that you put out the first day, and then you come back and you put out the second day. So the Gemara says, good idea, don't put it in the basket with all the other breads. Right? It's going on the seifa. When you bring it back, you don't want it to get mixed up. Shelo yitnenu b'sal. Amar abiba, shem yishkach v'yachalenu, because maybe you'll come eat it. Right? Then you can't use a different loaf. And therefore, it's a problem unless it's separate. Nosan basal. What if you put it in the basket and now you don't know which is the bread that you need? Molech es asal l'sham. You have to bring all of them. If you bring the whole basket, you know the Erev is there in the basket. So that would be good enough. Ochal es echad meyami bodyom. Hariz echamar gamal. But if you ate one of them and it might have been the one that was used, so chamar gamal, like the lashon that we had a couple of days ago, like a donkey camel, meaning you're stuck. You're stuck. You can't, maybe the Erev is still here, and therefore the second day it's still good, or maybe it's not, and therefore, you know, you wouldn't be able to carry. So therefore, you know, for the second day of the Yimei Kedusha, you'll be stuck, you wouldn't be able to go in either direction. Good. Now we're going to get into a little bit, the Gemara implicitly. When is the Shvisa, where we say Bein HaShmashos? Is it at the beginning of the Bein HaShmashos, or at the end of the Bein HaShmashos? That's what the Gemara is about to discuss. So Tamin, Taman Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah, we had this Mishnah a few weeks ago from Tful Yom. Login Shu Tful Yom. If you have a lug, you have a bottle that is a Tful Yom. The bottle is a Tful Yom, meaning it went to the mikvah, and now it is not Tahar until nighttime. And a Tful Yom is considered a Sheni Latuma. Umilu Minachavis Meiser Tevel, and you took this bottle, and you filled it, you had oil or wine that you filled up in this from the chavis, you put it into this lug, this bottle, and you want what's in the bottle to be trumas meiser. To be trumas meiser, for 1 second. Trumas meiser has a status of truma, which would become tameh from a sheni latuma. So you don't want it to be trumas meiser yet. After nighttime, after shkia, then it's okay to be trumas meiser, because then it's not a tful yom anymore. But if it's trumas meiser now, then the bottle would be metame the contents. So in this case, logan shutful yom milom nachavet meiser atavel imamar. If he says harizet shumas meiser mishatachshach, what's in this bottle? I want it to be shumas meiser after it gets dark. Harizet shumas meiser. So that's shumas meiser. That is that works because the shumas meiser is not tame then, because it's only become shumas meiser after it's not full yom anymore. Imamar harizet eruv lo marklum. But if you also want this to be your eruv, you want this to be your Erev, so then it's no good, because the Erev has to be Nikneh before dark, and therefore this is too late. It's almost, it's only Shumas Meiser at the end of Bein HaShmashos, Mishatechshach, but the Erev must be Nikneh pre-Bein HaShmashos, and it's still Tevel at that time, and therefore it wouldn't be good. So what do you see from this Mishnah? The Mishnah sounds like the Kinyan Shvisa has to be right at the beginning of Bein HaShmashos. Rabbi Yonah, Amar, Rabbi Chama bar Akiva, Makshi, Masnisa, Dol Rabbi Lazar. It seems like the Mishnah, this Mishnah until Yom, is against Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. This is what we said already at the beginning of the Shir. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar, skip the next word, Ma'arvin, La'ad, Mishatakshach. Rabbi Eliezer allows you to set two Erevs, right? One for the first day, one for the second day. When does the second one kick in? It can't kick in before Bein HaShemashos, because then it's Hachana. So when is it? It must be that he allows you to have an Erev that kicks in after dark. So isn't Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah against that Mishnah in Tful Yom? The Gemara answer is no. There's another option. Rabbi Yirmiya, B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Divrei Akoli Taman. No, that Mishnah over there in Tful Yom is according to everybody. Meaning the real Kinyan Shvisa has to be done pre Bein HaShemashos. From Hacha, what about here? Mibachol hu kana lo shvisa l'shna yamim. No, here, what's the halacha Rabbi Eliezer? The his chiddush is that he allows you to be kona shvisa for 2 days before the first night. Meaning, before Bein HaShemashos of the first day, the kinyan shvisa already kicks in for the following 2 days. And therefore, of course it has to be before Bein HaShemashos, but it allows you to do both of those for, at this time, before the first day. Okay, we'll stop here on Erevin Davchava.